Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about poetry as a form of combating the enemy with one's tongue. Jihad bil lisan. Jihad, or combating the enemies of God, combating the enemies of Allah and Islam, is not something that necessarily has to be done with weapons, swords, or modern means of warfare and these kind of things. It's also something that we can do with our tongues and by means of knowledge. And this can be manifested in one form, in the form of poetry. Poetry is not necessarily bad. It's true that there are many verses in the Holy Quran and hadith which allude to the fact that poetry is not something good, it's a vice. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran we read, "As for the poets, only the perverse follow them. Have you not regarded that they rove in every valley and that they say what they do not do?" So this kind of alludes to the fact that poets are a corrupt category of human beings. But in continuation, Allah says this, "Barring those who have faith and do righteous deeds and remember Allah greatly, and aid each other after they have been wronged, and the wrongdoers will soon know at what goal they will end up. Right, so there's an exception, right? If there's a poet and he has faith and he uses his poetry on the path of good, right, this is something virtuous. So in the same vein, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked about the poets, to which he replied in the following way, "Verily, the believer can either fight the enemy with his sword or his tongue, and by the one who has my soul in his hands, it is as if the poets shower them with arrows by means of their defamatory poetry." Right? The poets, they can use their poetry to defame the evildoers. And in a similar way, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once told Hassan ibn Thabit, one of his companions, "This person used to write poetry in praise of the Prophet and in defamation of the polytheists. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Compose defamatory poetry against the polytheists,' and you could keep doing what you were doing. Continue on your path that you were treading on. For verily, the archangel Gabriel is with you," meaning he will assist you. He's assisting you and inspiring you with these poems that you are writing to defame the polytheists and also to praise me. So this is something good. It's a means of jihad. It's something people who are gifted with, the ability to write beautiful poems, they should use this in the way of Allah and in this way. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at poetry as a means of combating the enemies of Islam, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.